It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you look at what the Chiefs have doing, one thing that did stand out about Sunday, we didn't get to yesterday because there was so much to talk about in that game on Monday night. Xavier Worthy's going to need to stop being a rookie at some point this year if the inevitable goals are still reached. Because the truth is, the way I watch him play, the 33-yard gain, which you and I both agree was on him, not on Mahomes. I think some people try to put that on Mahomes because he's had a tough start to the season and they want to view it differently. Fine. The way that the end arounds are going, it seems like maybe he's either taking it too deep or those things. He's pacing for 578 yards and 10 touchdowns. I'll give him that. He's got 5 scores already and he's on pace for 10 of them total this season. The way he's playing makes me think that if Hollywood Brown were healthy, he wouldn't even have been on the field. That he wouldn't even be playing regularly. We'd be asking, where is Xavier Worthy? I think he has got to find a way to get past the rookie stuff. He looks more like a rookie than Rashee Rice ever did.
He definitely does. I mean, past 4 games, 10 catches, 24 targets, 81 yards, 4 carries, negative 2 yards. I mean, the stat line has not been good. This is where I think you and I just differ just on rookie production, though. Just we always will and always have, I guess, of what we expect. This is why 2 weeks ago when you and I were discussing, like, why I didn't think his target share, like, he's ever going to get to 10 targets, and, like, that's not what he should have this year. I think sometimes we expect way too much out of a rookie. This year, I think everybody was guilty of it, though, in fairness, after week one, where he had 3 touches and 2 touchdowns. And so, like, all of a sudden, everybody was, oh, my gosh, he's going to have a massive season. I remember even in, like, the fantasy football world, everybody's like, oh, my gosh, what a steal he was in the draft. And now you got people that are only holding on to him because it might be a keeper opportunity. Otherwise, he's not been a factor for you. The one thing he's still pacing for is 10 touchdowns, as you said, 578 yards. He's going to be fine, but he has looked like a rookie the last 2 to 4 games for sure. But this is why, for those that were pushing a month ago, for like, oh, he needs to start getting 9 or 10 targets a game. No, he doesn't.
I wanted to test that to find out what they had. I now know.
Yeah, but I didn't even have to do that to test it, I guess. It's like he's you know, he didn't even get in this past game because he was having a rough night, clearly. When they ran that Mecole Hardman touch pass after they were successfully running it and it was a bad, you know, ended up being a bad play, they gave that to Mecole Hardman. They didn't even give that to Xavier Worthy on that one because Worthy was struggling and looked like a rookie, whether it was, you know, down the field, should have been a touchdown, lost his place on the field, boundary. Or just that run, the reason why negative 2 yards, 4 carries, just some bad decision-making, unfortunately, in those areas. He's going to be fine.
Some of that's play design, right? Like, I think that he cost himself a little bit, and I heard the broadcast was saying, like, maybe there's a misalignment there, or
he might have lined up too far outside, they were saying.
Yeah, and maybe that's the case. I don't know. The point is, he looks like a rookie. He looks like a guy that you would expect. And, look, this doesn't mean anything for his future. Someone's like, what do you think you get in year 2 with him? Wide receiver, besides quarterback, which is the obvious answer, wide receiver is the most difficult position to evaluate in the draft and year to year. Every year, there are like 10 500-yard wide receivers, and 3 of them the following year are worse. 4 of them the following year are the same. They're 500-yard wide receivers, and 3 of them get way better. And if you think you can correctly guess which one of those is going to be, well, then go get a job being an NFL GM because it's hard. Like, most of them end up being like what Mecole Hardman was, a 550-yard wide receiver his rookie year, who's a 550-yard wide receiver his second year, who's a 550-yard wide receiver his third year, and for the rest of time is that player. Very few turn into this superstar, which we hope obviously Xavier Worthy eventually turns into. I'm not down on him for this season now that they got DeAndre Hopkins, but this is part of the reason they had to get DeAndre Hopkins. He's just doing like, it's mistake stuff. We're eight games in. It's like, come on.
Well, it's that stuff. And Worthy and Rice are also two different types of receivers. And so we know the circumstances last year with all the injuries, but also they were asking him and they needed him to be the guy that was underneath routes, yards after the catch. That's where he was really effective. They weren't taking deep shots with Rashee Rice. Xavier Worthy at this point in his career is still more of a deep threat than just an all around underneath great route runner. They have Travis Kelce doing that. They have D-Hop doing that now.
Yeah.
You know, they had Rice early in the season. I think that's why it's an adjustment until the deep balls are connecting. Remember, they've missed some, one of them was Mahomes' fault, but on Monday that was on Xavier Worthy. They've missed one, they got a PI on, give him credit for that. They've missed on a couple the last 3 weeks as well. Otherwise his stat line, just from a stat line perspective, would be looking much different. Because if you compare, and there was different circumstances, Rashee Rice last year, the first, you know, 8-9 games, Rashee Rice had 5 targets, 29 yards in week 1, 3 catches, at 20 yards in week 2, 59 yards, 32, 33, 72, 60, and 56. Those were the first 8 games of Rashee Rice's career. If you look at Xavier Worthy, first game, you know, he had the 2 touchdowns, one on the ground, but 2 catches, 47. 2 for 17, 2 for 17, 3 for 73, which is kind of similar to Rice in that middle of the game, middle of the month. Then 3 for 25, 3 for 19, 4 for 37, none for 0 yards. So it's not world's difference, I guess, is what I'm actually trying to say. It may look that way. Statistically, it's actually not terribly far off, considering that what type of receiver Worthy is, where he has, right now, he has to connect on one of those deep passes. If you think he's going to rack up yards in a game, he's not going to have 5 catches for 80 yards unless one of those is a 50-yard reception.
Yeah. It was 30 catches, 361 yards, and 3 scores on 39 targets for Rashee Rice in his first 8 games. So, yeah, you're right. Maybe, but we can all acknowledge, just like we just talked about with DeAndre Hopkins, the way it looks. Rashee Rice, everyone at that point was like, I don't understand why you're just not throwing him the ball more. Like, he was slowly developing into their single biggest target. And it was like 2 weeks after that. It was week 11, from what I'm looking at, when Rashee Rice was a completely different player and a completely different animal, and they just opened up the doors and said, screw it, you're here. I don't feel like they're getting ready to do that with Xavier Worthy. And they don't need to be clear. That's not what I'm asking for. What I'm saying is, I would feel dramatically different this season if he made like 5 less rookie mistakes than he's made, right?
This Monday night was the worst. That's what it was. It's fresh because it just happened. Like, not knowing the boundary.
You and I had a topic in the rundown that said, Worthy's got to like tighten it up.
Yeah, this past Monday was really bad just because you got to know where the sideline is. I mean, that's basic stuff. That's one's inexcusable. The other ones, you know, I think you can be critical of play design, or did Mahomes lead him too far, whatever. That was not the case Monday night. That was a misjudgment of the football field, not knowing where the sideline was, not knowing where your feet were, all that.
Running too close to the sideline when you could have just, I mean, he was wide open. The fact that that play didn't go for a touchdown, easily the most frustrating play of the game.
Yeah, wide open. So.
Because it's another thing, like Kansas City is always, like Ross Tucker asked us earlier, like, what do you guys talk about? I think the thing that like annoys Kansas City fans the most, and annoys me probably the most too, I'm not like separate from that, I would say I'm in the same ballpark, is Kansas City is always one game away from just like destroying a team. Like, it always feels like it's like right on the cusp. They just go and score and it'd be like 10-0 or anything else, and we just get there.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.